Rhyme.
And treason.
Now, I could be bitter and blame all the police, but no. I'll tell you who I blame. It's those fucking sketch artists. They keep drawing the same brother over and over again. Who is this generic man we all look like? I want to know what they say when it's us. You know, I mean, they'd be in that room like, did you get a look? Do you see the guy that tried to rob you? Yes! Yes, I did! He's about 6 feet tall, I'd say. 6 feet tall? Yes. He had his hat on backwards, too. Good. That's good stuff. Hat was on backwards. Yes. He was black? Okay, big lips, big nose, dick hanging out. Say no more, sir. I'll draw him from memory. You know, let me get my stencil. I think we can trace this guy and save some time. They get on the radio and shit, calling all cars, calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a black male between 4'7 and 6'8. Between 120 and 380 pounds. He's wearing Nikes. Get this man!
The whole concept of the wanted poster is got to be the most wildly optimistic crime-fighting idea. I mean, so how does it work? Okay, I'm online at the post office. I see the guy. I see the list of offenses. I check the guy standing in line behind me. If it's not him, that's pretty much all I can do. Okay? It's not that I don't want to help. You know, the annoying thing is you think, why didn't they hold on to this guy when they're taking his picture? No, we don't do it that way. We take their picture and we let them go. So we get the front and side shot. The front is his face, the side is him leaving. There are many different jobs in the police. It seems to me that chalk outline guy is one of the better jobs that you can get. You know, it's not too dangerous, the criminals are long gone. That seems like a good one. I don't know who they are. I guess they're people that wanted to be sketch artists, but they couldn't draw too well. Listen, Johnson, forget the sketches. Do you think if we left the dead body right there on the sidewalk, you could manage to trace around it? Could you do that?
Well, in my neighborhood, they got signs all over. Drive fast. The life you save may be your own. Oh, it's a rough neighborhood. Are you kidding? Well, rather, nobody has respect for the law. Last week on my block, they raffled off a police car. With two cops still in it. Yeah, the police station's right on my block. Even the cops are afraid, you know. Only police station I know, the front door, has a peephole. Now, but I tell you, Dean, since I live in this neighborhood, I was attacked only once. Just once, you know. It was a strange thing. The guy who attacked me had class. Yeah, he used an electric razor. Yeah, actually, I blame myself. I was standing right next to an outlet. Oh, this guy left me crazy. He was really something. He took my watch, he took my wallet, and he took a little off the sides. Nah, it's a rough building, a rough building. I tell you, rather, nothing but every night is robberies, robberies. Forget about it. Nothing but robberies in my apartment building, you know? I mean, every time I close a window, I hit somebody's hands. I'll tell you, where I live, the first day I moved in, I should have moved out, you know? Hey, my neighbor told me, keep your front door closed. Don't open your front door till daylight. When daylight came, the front door was gone.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at ya. Episode 108, the comedy edition.
That's so funny.
Stand-up comedy, comedy songs. It's going to be a stellar edition.
Comedy sure. Albums.
Comedy albums.
So, you know, it's a subgenre within the music world, the comedy album itself, you know?
It'll be similar to the Country Shredders. Tons of sound clips. My hour commute. Gonna help.
We'll come up with some instrumental type musical background to the
absolutely
comedic performances of some of the greats.
Anyway,
and some of the unknowns too.
Gotta give a shout out our old roommate Aoi.
Yep,
he High was Sox. You'll hear that great CD
quality.
The best
quality comedy there.
Honestly, it's awesome. Anyway,
shouts out to my buddy Steve, who works at a comedy club.
Nice.
But he's just a doorman. Doorman.
Anyway, we're recovering. Powdered a keg last night. My body hurts, man.
Yeah, I got a hop belly.
Before that, I was in Tahoe. Getting wasted. At Whiskey Dicks. Give a shout out to Whiskey Dicks. Anyway, here comes some music. Some stand-up.
Yep.
Some awesome.
People that are funnier than us, basically.
Yep, so enjoy. Here it comes. Rhyme.
And the hilarity of treason.
From your home should be safe as well as effective. Most products on the market today use strong poisons to seize a roach's central nervous system, paralyze them, and eventually kill them. Can't we do better than that? Well, now you can, with new Bug Off Roach Trap. Roaches are attracted to Bug Off by a chemical message that says, come on in, it's warm and safe in here. Once inside, the roach is held fast by a powerful adhesive, while three pairs of tiny tweezers grab the roach's legs and stretch them in opposite directions, until eventually they snap off. Meanwhile, a red-hot metal coil burns off the roach's reproductive organs as the roach's own legs are used to beat its senses. And with the padded clear view window, you can be sure it's working. Finally, wads of turpentine-soaked cotton are stuffed into the roach's orifices, while a delicious piece of food is dangled just out of its reach. True, none of this will actually kill the roach, but it will give him plenty to think about. So stop coddling your roaches. They've had it too good for too long. Give them what they deserve with Bug Off.
Bug Off. Go Medieval.
This is a nursing home story. This is a little over a year ago. Was in Sarasota, Florida. They found an 87-year-old woman dead in her bed in a nursing home with 1,625 ant bites on her body. Ants. And someone had to count those. And I bitch about my job. Ants. How do you explain that one to the grandkids, huh? No, no, honey. Nana's not with us anymore, sweetie pea. No. No, see... See, God decided that he loved Nana so much, he wanted her right there in heaven with him. Yeah. So he sent an army of fire ants to tear through the drywall and then slowly chew her to death, where she lay there defenseless and unable to scream. Good night. Mommy, will God send fire ants for me someday? Only if you're good. Only if you're good and you pray every day. Then Jesus sends the bugs for you. Good night. Who's got you in the belly?
Do you watch the Bill Cosby Show? I do too. I love Bill Cosby's show. I've been a big fan of Bill Cosby all my life. Never met the man before, but he called me up about a year ago and chastised me on the phone for being too dirty on stage. And it was real weird because I had never met him, and he just thought he should call me up because he was Bill and tell me that he did about what comedy is all about. And I sat and listened to this man chastise me. And when Bill Cosby chastises you, you forget you grown. You feel like one of the Cosby kids and shit. And I ran in the house all excited to talk to Bill and picked up the telephone, and Bill got raw on me. I was like, hello, Mr. Cosby, and you hear, I would like to talk to you about some of the things that you do in your show. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. He always tells you stories. I would like to tell you a story. I have five children. One, two, three, four, five, five, five children. I live in Massachusetts with my wife, Camille, and my five children. Now, of the five children that we have, there are four girls and a boy. The boy's name is Innes. He loves everything you do. Comes home from school the other day with a big smile on his face, and my son looks just like me. He walks through the door looking at me with this big smile. And I cannot resist. Because it's such a beautiful smile, and he walks up and I say, what are you smiling about? Aww. And the child says to me, I'm smiling because I need money to go see the Andy Murphy show. Please give me money for a ticket. Now, if the child is smiling this way because he needs money for a ticket, I have to give him money for a ticket. I do not handle the money in the house. My wife, Camille, handles the ticket money. So I must go into the kitchen to where my wife is cooking dinner for the family. And she is inside the kitchen cooking. And she's got a bowl and she's cooking up the food, man. She's cooking it up. And the child walks in the room with the smile. He says, Mother, please, money. She gives him the money. He runs off to see his show. Now, we sit in the living room waiting for Innes to return. At about 5 o'clock in the morning, the child comes through the door. He has a different look on his face. It looked like he heard something at your show that he's never heard before. And I say, child, I say, what did the man say on the stage? And he says, Pop, the man comes out and says these things. I said, well, what did he say? He says, Pop, he comes out and says some stuff. I said, well, what did he do? He says, Pop, he walks out and he goes, hello, suck this and MF and kiss my big black stuff and suck it and stick it down your mouth and suck it, suck it. You cannot say filth, flarn, filth, flarn, filth in front of people.
I never said no filth, flarn, filth.
He says, you know what I'm talking about. I can't use the type of language that you use, but you know what I mean when I say filth, flarn, 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 filth.
And I said, I never said no filth, flarn, filth, and I don't know what you're talking about. I'm offended that you called. Fuck you. And that's when Bill got pissed. Said,
that's what I'm talking about. You cannot say fuck with people. And I got mad because he thought that was my whole act. Like, I just walked out on stage and cursed and left. And I managed to stick in some jokes between the curses. You couldn't give no curse show or walk out and say, hey, felt for him, motherfucker, dick, pussy, snot, and shit. Good night. Good night. Suck my dick. Bye-bye. I was pissed off. I was so mad, I called Richard Pryor's house up and said, yo, Richard, Bill Cosby just called me up and told me I was too dirty. And Richard said, the next time a motherfucker called, tell him I said, suck my dick.
Yo, man. Yo, I know you see me here, dude. I've been waiting here like 10 minutes, man. No. This is my parking space, man. Now, what you need to do is put your little hybrid in reverse and go out the way you came in. What? Yo, it's about to get real in the Whole Foods parking lot, man.
It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot. I got my steel and you know it gets sparked a lot. I'm on my grind, homie. It's on my mind, homie. These fools with clipboards are looking at me like they know me. It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot. You know the deal with the little shopping carts they got. Check out what I say. It happens every day. It's how we live on the west side of L.A.
I'm riding slow in my Prius. All leather, tinted windows. You can't see us. Everybody's trying to park. You can feel the tension. I'm in electric mode. Can't even hear the engine. Just then I saw a spot open up. My time is perfect. I'm creeping up. But then this other dude tried to steal it, going the wrong way. Yo, man, I've had a long day.
It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Yeah,
I got my steel and you know it gets sparks a lot. I'm on my grind, homie.
Uh-huh.
It's on my mind, homie.
Yeah.
These fools with clipboards are looking at me like they know.
They don't know.
It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Real.
You know the deal with the little shopping carts they got.
Small.
Check out what I say. Yeah. It happens every day.
Yeah.
It's how we live on the west side of LA.
Now I'm on the inside, looking at my list. Organic chicken, kale salad, and a lemon twist. Some girl in yoga pants is looking at me funny. I'm just trying to find a decent Pinot Noir for under 20. Then I take it to the cheese counter, Humboldt Fog. We just ran out, sir. Really, dawg? Take it easy, man, I try to calm myself. I've been on edge ever since they took kombucha off the shelf. It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Yeah.
I got my steel and you know it gets sparked a lot.
Really,
I'm on my grind, homie. It's on my mind, homie.
Yeah.
These fools with clipboards are looking at me like they know me.
Not now,
it's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot. You know the deal with the little shopping carts they got.
That's right.
Check out what I say.
Yeah.
It happens every day. It's how we live on the west side of LA.
This Buster's on his iPhone talking to his friends, picking up some cayenne pepper for his master cleanse. You're the most annoying dude I've ever seen, brah. Could you please move? You're right in front of the quinoa. Damn, I'm about to check out. Pay my 80 bucks for six things and get the heck out. The express lane is moving hella slow. Man, these fools don't know. This shit is getting real.
It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot.
So real.
I got my steel and you know it gets sparked a
lot.
I'm on my grind, homie. It's on my mind, homie.
That's right.
These fools with clipboards are looking at me like
I said not right now.
It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Uh-huh.
You know the deal with the little shopping carts they got.
Yeah.
Check out what I say.
Yeah.
It happens every day.
That's right.
It's how we live on the west side of L.A.
That's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin. To the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I could sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
They see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
I'd like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites.
Websites.
While my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my dog. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy, indie, extreme, and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
All because I'm white and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters. But oh well, it's obvious I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Call me the specialist. call me the specialist.
Episode 108, the comedy edition.
No joke. Seriously. It's the comedy edition.
DJ Gower, DJ Matador bringing you awesome songs, awesome stand-up bits. Pretty good, pretty damn good podcast sometimes.
If we must say so ourselves.
We're like, what, 65% you said? Are good.
Yeah, 65% of it's our overall D. podcast.
But this one's going to be good, goddammit, because we got a lot of cool stand-up comedy. I highly recommend listening to comedy while driving to break it up.
Yeah. I mean, I think
the in-between of talk radio and loud music.
And I think that that's why it always found itself in record stores and everything. There was always a section that you could get these things and why the comedians themselves would make them, you know? It's like, it's just always been a part of the music culture in that sense, is to also have comedy. Like, I think it's just because it's part of just in being able to enjoy the audio experience. Like, you can get involved and like hear a story and like be sent on a little path and leads in comedy to a good laugh.
Yep. So that's,
in our case, you know, we never have a clear path to anything that we're saying. It's usually just
a drunken rant is what it usually is. But now it's a
story is interrupted by one another. It's great. It's fun. That's why we do it.
It's rhyme and treason.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I went to Amoeba Music in San Francisco recently.
One of the few dinosaurs that remain actual record store.
I miss record stores. But this, shout out to Amoeba. It's amazing. $2 discs. I got Monty Python, Crank Anchors, Jerky Boys, Adam Sandler.
Which you will not
Seinfeld.
Be, all of which, except Sandler, you'll probably hear on this episode.
Yeah. Don't worry, I have a good Sandler, too. That one was pretty rough. Pretty rough. My second Sandler album.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we won't do much talking because we're not so funny.
I love
funny.
Sandler.
But we'll let the people that whose jobs it is to make you laugh go ahead and do that, and we'll shut the fuck up and get back to rhyme
and more music or comedy.
Don't do it.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
Don't.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
Take it off, dickhead. I'm serious.
Richard, what the hell?
Oh! I pull over. Later. I'm sitting there patiently waiting, and the cop is taking forever. I said, the hell with this, he's taking too long. I grab my box, I put it on my lap, I flipped it open, right? Oh, I was gonna get nasty. And just as I was about to tear it up, the cop gets to the window and says the same thing that they all say, right? You know why I stopped you? It was too easy. I looked at him and I said, because you can smell it. Oh, he was dying, man. Son of a bitch! Whatever, he let me go, man.
Let me ask you a question. You like drinking?
Hell, you like drinking. Who the hell don't?
Well, if you like me, you'd like to get bent just as fast as possible. That's why I'm proud to introduce to you Uncle Jemima's Pure Mash Liquor.
I'm Uncle Jemima. You probably know my wife, Aunt Jemima, the pancake lady. Now, she says that selling booze is degrading to our people. I always say that black folk ain't exactly swelling up with pride on account of you flipping flapjack. And I write Sammy.
Listen, don't get me in this mess.
Then she say, but why booze? I said, sell what you know. And I know about booze. Uncle Jemima's Pure Mash Liquor has a 95% alcohol content. And that's per volume.
What the hell does that mean?
That means you get f***ed up for less money. Hook a brother up. Buy some of my Pure Mash Liquor and let's show that old f*** that there's more to squirrel than just making pancakes.
Pancakes is ready.
Oh, you shut up, woman. You're not gonna ruin this for me.
What you swatting at?
Uncle Jemima's Down Home Mash Liquor. More fun than pancakes.
I just want to make liquor!
Hey, man.
You almost gave me a goddamn heart attack. Let me see it. You pussy out or what?
No, no, man. I got it. It's flawless. Check it.
Hawaii. Uh-huh. All right, that's good. It's hard to trace, I guess. Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly. You're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only
they make a drug to help you through all that to keep all of your organs intact till your golden years?
No. Can they make a drug to give you mental clarity till your golden time? No. They got a drug to make you harder than Chinese algebra. Grandpa could have wood again.
Oh, God, will you have wood? Yeah, look at that.
I don't need the walker.
I see that. And your grandmother's going, oh, shit, I thought the war was over. God, give me a tetanus shot if you're gonna stick me with that rusty fucking thing. Get away! People have died on Viagra. They have to have the open coffin. It's horrible. People walking there going, oh, dear God, I don't remember Pete being like that. Kids, go get some horseshoes. He would have wanted it that way. And it's amazing, too, because you used to have to get that. You have to get for some strange Chinese aphrodisiac like hummingbird eyelash and rhino horn to give you great masculinity. But now, I'm Viagra. You are back. You are Frankencock. You are the inseminator. You are ready to go. You are going to be going for 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. And a lot of guys are going, yeah. A lot of women are going, uh-uh. Because after the first hour, your wife's going, oh, 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 yay. Oh, big daddy. Ooh, whoa. Ooh, ha. Listen, I got shit to do, okay? Oh, okay. Oh, 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 yay. Oh, oh. Ring. Hello.
Are you ready to make the move to a strong and lasting experience? Now you have a choice. If you're already on an ED treatment, maybe it's time for something new. Many ED specialists now recommend Dr. Porkenheimer's Boner Juice for stronger and more lasting experience. Bigger and stronger and more meaty. And there's no rush to perform. It's boners when you feel right. Giant ones that are also thick and sturdy. Ask your doctor about a thicker, heavier, longer sexual experience. It's what Dr. Porkenheimer's Boner Juice is all about.
Dr.
Dr. Borkenheimer's boner juice is only for men healthy enough for sexual activity. Do not take boner juice if you take nitrates for chest pains or alpha blockers for prostate problems or high blood pressure, as this may cause an unsafe drop in high blood pressure. Erection lasts less than 4 hours. Up the dosage by as much as you like.
My guy? Yeah. He's happy with his boner.
In the rare case an erection should last more than 24 hours, call a friend and brag about it.
Never ceases to amaze me. What cologne are you going to go with? London Gentleman or... Wait. No. Hold on. Blackbeard's Delight.
No. She gets a special cologne. It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep. It's made with bits of real panther. So you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm gonna be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
The ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all.
But when I stopped, I noticed something real strange, man. I noticed about the 4th month that my dick was smaller than I thought. No, I did, because I knew I had 14, 15 inches. And I was in the bathroom one day taking a piss. I said, hey, what happened to my dick? Hey, I've been robbed. Somebody stole my dick, left me with this little child's pee-wee.
But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncy.
I went to a couple of weeks ago. I'm over at this place, Tantastic. Have you heard of this one? I go in, I'd never been in my life. The stupid girl that works there didn't tell me where those little goggles go. I accidentally put them on my nutsack. I got home that night, got naked in front of my lady friend. She kicked me right between the legs, thought a giant dragonfly was loose in the room. That's right, I said giant dragonfly.
Tonight on Wolf, don't miss an all-new exciting Friday lineup starting at 8 with an all-new Live Murders. Followed by Misplaced Keys.
Tell me where my keys are, goddammit.
And at 9, find out what happens on an all-new Family Stairway when Kevin discovers a secret.
I know a secret.
Well, what is it, Kev?
I know one thing it's not. One of your dolls.
Things heat up even more when Mrs. Tarterson gets in on the action.
I know the secret.
No, you don't.
Find out what the hell is going on. It all starts tonight at 8 on Wolf.
Oh my God, I have a monkey here who's out of control. Oh my God, he's going crazy.
Okay, they trap him within the house and remove him.
What? What?
They trap him within the house and remove him.
He went nuts. We were sitting on the couch. I'm babysitting for a friend of mine. He has a pet monkey, and I took the remote control away from him. He went nuts. Now he's got a knife. He's got a steak knife from the kitchen. He's got me cornered. I don't know what to do. I'm at 29 Elm Street.
Have you tried calling 911?
I couldn't get through. Oh my God. Oh my God. Please, can you send somebody? What should I do? Should I hit him?
You want 911.
I can't get to the phone right now.
You're on the phone right now.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Do you want 911?
What?
Do you want the police to show up?
Yes, please, anybody.
Your name?
My name is Joe.
Your last name?
Smith.
Your phone number?
I don't know the phone number here. It's my friend's house. Can't you trace the call?
You want me to call the police and have him trace
the
call?
Please, 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 please. Oh, this is bad. This is really bad.
Well, sir, you need to give me the phone number.
I don't know the phone number. Can you trace it, please? Oh, my God! Help! Help!
Sir, your line's being traced. You should have the police there any time.
No, I think it's okay now. He's dancing. It's okay.
Okay, they're going to be seen very shortly.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
In a minute. He was bad as Captain Clay. He bad as Sugar Ray. He bad as the new boy got, Mike Tyson, look like a bulldog. He bad at him too. He done whipped Mike Tyson's ass. He whipped all their ass.
What about Rocky Marciano?
Oh, there they go. Every time I start talking about boxing, a white man got to pull Rocky Marciano out their ass. That's they one. Rocky Marciano. Let me tell you something wonderful. Rocky Marciano was good. But compared to Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano ain't shit.
He beat Joe Louis' ass.
That's right, he did whoop Joe Louis' ass. Joe Louis was 75 years old when he fought.
I don't know how old he was, but he got an ass whooping.
Joe Louis had come out of retirement to fight Rocky Marciano. The man was 76 years old. Joe Louis always lied about his age. He lied about his age all the time. One time, Frank Sinatra comes out here and sat down in this chair. And I said, Frank, you hang out with Joe Louis. Just between me and you, how old is Joe Louis? You know what Frank told me? He said, hey, Joe Louis 137 years old. 137 years old. Oh, that was no story.
When I was a kid, we didn't have no insurance. You had to be damn near dead to see the doctor. You had to be way past Robitussin. That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get to the bone, boy. Let that tussin get in there. It's gonna feel straight enough. Yeah, let the tussin get in there. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up. More tussin, more tussin.
Show us a passage of time. We're gonna need a montage. Look at me. I'm smoking. Dog, dog, look, look. You know, alcohol doesn't really make you warmer. In fact, it constricts the blood vessels, causing...
Shut up.
The dog just told me to shut up. I demand to know what you plan to do about this. Hey, hey, the dog just told me...
Be quiet, Stewie.
Freezing my nips off out here.
And we're back.
Hey, 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 birdie people. Hope you...
Episode 108, Rhyme and Treason, the comedy edition. We're not funny at all.
That's hilarious.
We're not that funny, but we love stand-up comedy.
But we are funny looking.
Enjoyed this episode. We're closing out the show.
We are. It's all done. So I hope you enjoyed it, because the only way that you could ever enjoy it again would be to press the back arrow and start all over.
Right. Yes. Monty Python.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Second shout out to the Brits in this one.
Yeah. So enjoy.
Yeah.
Comedy.
No. You know, a lot of skits from albums in there too, you know, like,
yep.
That's always been a fun thing too that we didn't talk about earlier, is that, like, not just the comedy album, but like a real album that just has comedy bits in it. You know, Eminem would be one of those guys, or
there you go.
Outkast is another one, you know. But I think that's always been a part of music too, is to kind of have those spoofy little bits and gimmicks, and
they're certainly funny.
Then you have the extremes, like Austrian Death Machine or Flight of the Conchords, Tenacious D, that kind of stuff, where it's purely music for comedy's sake.
It's all awesome.
Yeah.
And it's all heard in this podcast, so you're welcome.
Yeah, we bring it to you.
And here we go. More music.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Episode 108 in the books. Rhyme.
And standing up to treason.
I'd like to have an argument, please.
Certainly, sir. Have you been here before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
I see. Well, do you want to have just one argument, or were you thinking of taking a course?
Well, what is the cost?
Well, it's £1 for a 5-minute argument, but only £8 for a course of 10.
Well, I think it would be best if I perhaps started off with just the one and then see how it goes.
Fine. Well, I'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. DeBakey's free, but he's a little bit conciliatory. Ah, yes. Try Mr. Barnard, room 12.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was told outside that...
Don't give me that, you snotty-faced heap of parrot droppings.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type really makes me puke, you vacuous, toffee-nosed, malodorous pervert.
Look, I came here for an argument. I'm not going to just...
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is abuse.
Oh, I see. Well, that explains...
Oh, yes. You want room 12A, just along the corridor.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Come in.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry, just one moment. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Oh, just the 5 minutes.
Ah, thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Look, let's get this thing clear. I quite definitely told you.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Did.
Well, look, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is not.
Look, you just contradicted me.
I did not.
Oh, you did.
No, no, no.
You did just then.
Nonsense.
Oh, look, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
Dinner with Fred. Dinner alone. Watching TV alone. All right. I'm gonna sit at home and ogle the ladies in the Victoria's Secret catalog. Sears catalog. Now, would you unhook this already, please? I don't deserve this kind of shabby treatment.
What do you want to do for dinner tonight, honey?
I don't care. Actually, I do. There's this Chinese food restaurant downtown that Reynolds went to last week with his girlfriend that he really liked.
Really? Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, the only thing is, he said there's something weird about the menu or something like that. Let's do it!
Well, whatever. I'm sure we can figure out the menu.
All right, let's do it!
20 minutes later.
Oh, hi! Oh, welcome to Big Fat Wang's! A table for two!
Yeah!
Alright, this way! Did he say Big Fat Wang's?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't... Here you go! Enjoy!
Oh my god.
This
place is really nice. I like how it's decorated.
Yeah, the dragons are cool.
Hey, folks, I'm Bob. I'll be your waiter tonight.
Hi. Bob. Hi, Bob.
Here are your menus. If you have any questions, just feel free to ask me. Our specials tonight are crispy chicken and Wang's Pushu pork.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Man, that Pushu sounds great.
Isn't it Mushu?
Not when I've had it.
Now, here's your water.
So what sounds good to you?
I'm pretty sold on that Pushu, but a plate of wet ho sounds good too.
Wet ho? Where does it say that?
Down at the bottom, right next to the fat dais.
Oh my god, it does say that.
Why are you so surprised? We're at a Chinese restaurant.
I've never heard of any of these dishes.
Listen, Christine, just because you're not as accepting of different cultures as I am doesn't mean you have to make fun of their language.
No,
you're starting to sound like a racist and they can't handle it.
That's not true. Look at these dishes. Pushu, fat dangus, wangu, come on.
I couldn't help overhear you were interested in the wangu. If you like suck fat wang, you would have to go with the wangu.
I never said I was interested in suck fat wang.
Oh, but I'm sure you are.
You see what I'm talking about now?
No, what are you talking about? Chinese food? That's what I'm talking about.
That's what he's talking about.
This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, guys. You guys ready to order?
All right. I'll have the pushu, the wet ho, and some popsicles.
And for you, man?
All right. I'll have the peeled wang, the fat dang, the old wrinkled sacking boobs, although I'm not sure that's even a dish.
I'm not sure either, but it sounds good, doesn't it?
No!
Hell yeah!
Come on! I've never heard of any of these goddamn dishes!
Well, I hadn't before I started working here either, but I guess it's pretty traditional Chinese food. At least that's what the owner, Enormous Penis, told me. I'll be right back with your food.
Hey guys, so what's up? You gonna show me this talking goat you hang out with or what?
Alright, but we can't stay long, because we gotta get to that reggae fest.
Yeah, and you gotta be quiet, because the old man who lives in the house, he doesn't like anyone talking to his goat.
Hey goat, how's it going?
Ah, it's dark, I cannot see you. Come closer. Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Well, so what are you doing? You're just sitting there in the pickup truck?
Yes, wise guy. I'm tied to it with a 3-foot rope, so pretty much my options are limited, you fucking wise ass. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, is the old man around?
No. That cocksucker's sleeping, man. Okay. Fucking passed out. He was drinking since this morning, like 3 pints of fucking Jimmy Beam.
Really?
He's fucking whacked out of his skull. Fuck him.
Jesus.
Hey, by the way, Goat, this is our friend Robert.
Hello, Robert. Salutations.
Wow, you were talking goat.
Yeah, that's great. I can talk. Terrific. So what were you doing? Playing the football or something? Throwing it around like the boys?
Yeah, we were throwing it around. Yes, we were.
Hey, Goat, you want us to untie you for a little while?
No, I'd love to sit on the truck all fucking night. Yes, that would be great. Would you untie me? Because my fucking hind legs, man, they are fucking cramped.
Hey, you sure the old man's not going to get pissed or
anything? I told you, he's fucking passed out, that fucking pissed drunk cock. He's just laying there on the floor. He's not going to find out. He lives his fucking life in an alcoholic haze, man. His life's a blur. Fuck him.
Hey.
What?
You're a good goat.
I know.
And you take a lot of the old man's shit.
I do.
Yeah, we heard him beating the shit out of you a couple of nights ago.
You guys heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Where were you?
In my house.
He was fucking beating me loud, huh?
Oh, yeah, you were.
He was going off that night. He's got this new hickory stick, and he fucking goes off with that thing. He was really lacing into me. Apparently, he found out some bad news that his ex-wife was fucking his brother or something like that, and he went off the fucking deep end, man. Just fucking... First time he used fists. You know, usually he hits me with the stick and just fucking whacks away. This time he dropped the stick and, you know, he fought me like fucking 30-style boxing, you know, putting the dukes up. He's like, put your dukes up. I'm like, I got fucking no dukes. I'm there to die. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died.
But I know you got your phone. Everybody here's got their phone. It's not one person here doesn't have it. You better have it. You gotta have it. Because there is no safety. There is no comfort. There is no security for you in this life anymore. Unless when you're walking down the street, you can feel a hard rectangle in your pants. And you want some solid juice in it, too. You want a juiced up hard rectangle down there. That's your life because of the people, right? That you need to stay in touch with that are so important
The people in your life, they're so important, aren't they? Yeah. Really? They don't seem very important. Not the way you scroll through their names on your contact list like a gay French king. Who pleases me today? Who shall I favor? Who shall I delete? And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't, because they gave us the option. Some years ago, you were given the option. Well, you want to communicate to another person. You could talk, you could type. Well, once you had that option, well, that took half a second. Talking lost, talking's over. Who wants to talk? The talk, oh my God, I gotta talk.
Thank you. You know, I gotta tell y'all, I just bought one of the hottest albums I bought in a long time, man. That Chocolate Factory, that R. Kelly, he put it down. I mean, say what you want to say about his scandal, but the music is scandal-proof, you know what I'm saying? And any real fan of R. Kelly wouldn't let that scandal stop him, because if you was paying attention to his music all these years, you might have seen it coming like I did. Go ahead, roll that video.
Yeah. 40 ounces of malt liquor make me want to taste something.
Said roll around, sitting on doves. Can't lie, I was high on shrubs. Cooling in my Escalade. Man, I'm paid, I got it made. Take me to your special place. Close your eyes, show me your face. I'm gonna piss on it.
Lovers wanna love, I don't even know.
None of the above, I want to piss on you. Yes, I do, I'll piss on you, I'll pee on you. Set your body, is a porta potty. And my pee got kicked. Like a burst of body. I wanna pee on you. Drip, 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 pee on you, pee on you. On you, it's on you. You never feel quite the same when you get a whiff of my Hershey stains. I wanna poop on you too. I want to pee in your food. Only thing to make my life complete is when I turn your face into a toilet seat. I want to pee on you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'll pee on you. I'll piss on you.
Haters wanna hate. Lovers wanna love. I don't even want
none of the above. I want to piss on you. Yes, I do. I'll piss on you. I'll pee on you. Won't you braid my hair? Won't you braid my hair? I'm gonna fall on you.
Rhyme
and treason.